a new world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In a land of injustice and tyranny, the story is told of a writer proclaiming freedom and the principles of liberty of those who came before him, carrying a torch that burns like the human spirit. He rides only at night. Out of the mist comes the Midnight Rider.
Underway here on the Midnight Rider. Tonight our guest is Michael Vail. We're talking technology. The second part of this discussion that we've had, Michael on last night, and we're continuing on tonight. And I'm just sitting here during that brief break thinking, you know, okay, I want to talk about the weaponry, but there is so many things that we can talk about, and hopefully we will get into as many of them as we possibly can. If you would like to join us tonight, the number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Chat rooms are open, both at republicbroadcasting.org and at midnightridershow.com. Good crowds in both chat rooms. And as a matter of fact, the size of the number of people in both chat rooms has gone up since the broadcast began. So hello to everybody in there. Also to everybody listening on TruthNet Radio, the show is simulcast on that network nightly. And again, to everybody listening on KU Satellite, 22,500 miles in the sky, technology put to a good use, beaming down the message of liberty, truth, and freedom. And more technology, more Tesla technology, yes, indeed, radio stations everywhere, both micro broadcasters and AM and FM stations all over the country. We're picking up the broadcasts and the programs that are on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And I'm appreciative that you're all with us tonight and appreciative to those stations, both micro and AM and FM affiliates that are out there that are picking up the broadcast. Thanks so much for doing so. It makes our job of getting the message of truth and freedom to America so much easier. And again, you know, technology can be used for positive, or it can be used for a negative. And in the instance of, you know, what we're doing with these satellite dishes, the fact that we're talking to many of you on the internet, and then to others who are listening on stations across the country, it's all technology coming together and working together to make this stuff happen. And as I've said so many times, if you want to make a big difference in your area, utilize technology that's out there and put up a micro in your area. Get it up so people who, you know, if you're not hearing this broadcast on a radio station in your city, then you know you need a micro. And so, you know, if you can't afford one on your own, get some people together, get these meetup groups going together. That's one way to get the message out about Ron Paul, folks. If you want to do that, if you want to see Ron Paul elected president, this is one way that you can get the message out to a huge community of people. His message of truth and freedom and government by the Constitution. So put up a micro. All right, we'll come back more with Michael on the other side. Again, if you want to join us, the number is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Back in just a minute.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website www.energy-swap.com and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Public Broadcasting Network. And we're talking with Michael Vail of thought-criminal.org. And Michael, a question out of the RBN chat room. Would it be possible for UAVs to track biochip implants?
Possible? Well, to think about that, when we're talking about we're talking about implants, that's easy enough to track as it is, but the implants currently, the far as the range goes, is very limited. So it would take a few years for them to be able to track at a large scale, especially with UAVs, who would be a little bit higher than 20 miles in the sky.
Yeah, with implants, Michael, I don't know if there's any research being done, but if you're a crowd of people and you have these things operating on a certain frequency where the information's read from them, that could instantly turn out to be a nightmare for somebody trying to sort those signals and identifications out, I would think, unless they've got a way of working around that.
With an RFID beacon, I mean, that's the job of an RFID beacon. You could walk into a mall with an RFID beacon and, you know, would say, hi, Mr. Chambers, you know, you bought, some jeans last week and we have Tide on sale. It's literally, you know, the Minority Report.
But, yeah, exactly. Hey, Mr. So-and-so, Mr. Nakamura, you bought jeans last time and what about a lovely blouse for your wife?
I mean, right now, Walmart is using RFID only in a few stores right now, but, I mean, they have a lot of plans for it as far as marketing, as far as, inventory control. I mean, there's a lot of benefits to RFID, and there's a lot of negatives as well, and,
right.
And their marketers will definitely, use this. I mean, I'm sure a lot of products that you have right now, you have them without even knowing them. None that you have.
Yeah, most definitely. Let's get back into the weaponry. I remember last year reading an article that they're talking about deflector shields of a sort for tanks. The type and we're not going from ballistic weapons anymore, Michael. They're heading straight to energy type weapons and energy type defenses. I mean, the day of the bullet seems to be rapidly coming to an end.
Yeah, that's very true. I mean, there's a bunch of different technologies. I think a few months back when you had Australia was having a summit, this summit with this different free trade bloc, and it got out of hand, and people were using sound cannons, microwave weapons, and even in Georgia when they had martial law, they were using a lot of weapons there. And the technology, you're talking about microwave weapons, you're talking about sound weapons, you're talking about laser weapons that stun the eyes and keep you blind for an infinite number of time. And all of this is going to be used on the citizenry one day. Right now, you know, the training grounds and wars right now are they're testing it right now. They're testing it to be ready for us.
Right. And it's not so far off. I mean, because we've seen a leap just from what we know publicly, a leap that I mean has just been huge, just within the last two or three years. I think you'd agree on that.
Definitely. A lot of people think, you know, we're going to break Moore's law very, very soon because the technology is advancing at such a rate that it's just incredible.
Yeah, and. But what about, you know, some of these weapons on the battlefield, where, you know, you could essentially, you'd either not need people or you just aim this weapon and people are either incapacitated or they strictly die.
There's actually an interesting one that DARPA's Information Exploitation Office made, where it's basically a UAV that's shot from your hand, almost like a popsicle, like you pop like a popsicle stick, and it shoots out of your hand, goes in the air, finds the enemy, lands near the enemy, and explodes. I mean, there's a lot of different technology that comes out of the Information Exploitation Office that is just incredible, and the ability to see human bodies through walls and such that you know you can't hide when it comes to the technology. And another term that you definitely need to look up is future combat systems, and that's where a lot of that technology is coming from.
Yeah. I mean, essentially, it's going to get to the point where, again, as we talked about last night, is you know the DARPA totally, you know, through their research will totally remove a soldier from the battlefield and put them in a position of command and control.
Like I said, bootstrap learning. They're training AI, like you would train a human being, like you would train a child. AI is learning like we learn, you know. And when you're talking about future combat systems, you're talking about SAIC, you know, $8 billion worth of research. And DARPA is just a warehouse for any disease Dr. Strangelove idea that comes out. DARPA will try to conceptualize it and make it happen.
Have you done any study or research into people who are actually paid by DARPA and that work for DARPA and who these people are and their backgrounds? Is any of that public knowledge?
Yes. The tough thing is I know someone from Canada who's a bioscientist, and he he worked with DARPA on the OpenBSD project. And the only thing was that he couldn't talk about anything for 15 years. So, and if you breathe a word of anything about any of the DARPA projects, you'll be in Leavenworth for a very long time.
Yeah, well, no doubt. And 15 years, hey, that technology is already obsolete. We're doing something else. Go ahead and talk about it.
Exactly. 15 years, that's the cutoff point, you know, when they decide that, we don't need that information anymore. You know, you can go ahead and release that. I mean, take for example, the DARPA shape-shifting squeeze bots. You know, basically you saw the movie on Terminator 2 where you had the other Terminator who could basically walk through anything and mold and shape. DARPA is trying to create that.
Incredible. Incredible. So if you, and they're trying to create that with robots, or where people can do that.
Oh, well, robots, essentially. DARPA calls them squeeze bots. Georgia Tech was working on it too, because they have plenty of robotic experts over at Georgia Tech. And, you know, they're basically trying to get to the point where these autonomous robots can be programmed to be on the battlefield, you know, with no need for maintenance whatsoever. And they can, you know, go across terrain like you've never seen before.
Yeah, and they've already done those tests with cars driving across the desert. They've had two or three of these contests, and they've are now having cars complete the race, which is really surprising.
Yeah.
Where a couple of years ago the cars didn't fare so well.
Yeah, some of the cars didn't even finish.
Right. Yeah, but now, you know, I mean they had a number of cars finish. I think this last go around, like, they go out in the desert and they mark off an obstacle course. The cars and the people who program them have never seen this course before, and they put them on the course, and whoever finishes wins gets a nice big fat check.
I mean, one of the robots in particular that they're building is called iRobot and a PackBot. Well, it has a Taser X26 stun gun that they're going to be using for crowd control and such that many people in the sheriff's departments around the country are interested in buying. But right now, the technology just isn't there yet. I would say give it maybe 3 years or so, and you'll see these things in your towns.
Wow, incredible. And again, that allows cities to cut back on the number of police officers they have, they have on duty. And if there's a big event, you stick them out there, and you either go to the free speech zone or the robot tases you.
Yeah. Essentially, they'll be enforcing the free speech zones.
Yeah, exactly. Bob in Tennessee, welcome to the program. You're on the Midnight Rider.
How you doing?
Pretty good. How are you tonight?
Doing pretty good. I just got in from work. Listen, you show on the way in, this technology, one of the things that sort of kept our government in check for years was we sort of have a level playing field. You know, we had a country that had firearms, and it sort of kept our government in check, and our little firearms now are being so outdated that they sort of really, plus, you know, with all the gun control, they're sort of being to the fact now that they just won't stand up to what technology that the powers that be have. I wonder what you all thought about that.
Yeah, Michael, what do you think about Bob's comments there?
Yeah, the thing is, it is, they don't want you to have any handguns or any guns whatsoever, but the fact is that, you know, can your handgun stand up to a UAV with Raytheon's active denial system on it, you know, with a band turned up like 80%, where you feel like you're on fire? I mean, you really can't. And really, what someone's got to do, a lot of these scientists, is find ways to circumvent this technology, because it's the only way they were going to survive.
Yeah, indeed. Bob, anything else?
Well, yeah, I'd like to mention one thing. You know, back in the 40s, when they outlawed any private ownership of automatic firearms. When our forefathers fought the British, and when the Civil War started, the War of Aggression, we were on a level playing field. We had the same firearms they had. But that has been depleted through the years. Now, you know, we're like throwing rocks compared to what someone might have. Wouldn't Hitler have loved to live in a time where he could have had the type of technology that they've got today?
Indeed. Bob, I appreciate the call. Thanks. Good points. Back in a minute with more. This is the Midnight Rider.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Here on the Midnight Rider, we're talking about technology, and our guest is Michael Vail of thought-criminal.org, and we would love to hear from you tonight at 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And as we went to the break, Michael, Bob brought up an interesting point about Hitler and the technology that if he were here today and in power today, the technology would have. But even in World War II, the research of Nazi scientists was far beyond, from a weapons standpoint, that of what was going on here in the United States.
I mean, it's amazing about, you know, what the technology, the abilities that we have in this country that's being used by our military. The only thing is that what's scary is that they'll be using against us eventually. It happens in every country. You know, if you look at history, But I do want to give you some names of some DARPA projects that I think are very important.
Please do.
One of which is called Close Combat Lethal Recon, CCLR. It was one I told you about that's basically like a it looks like a Roman candle, and you shoot it out, and it's basically a UAV with explosives attached to it with non-line of sight that can attack people from long range without even looking at where they are.
Wow.
Secondly, real-time adversarial intelligence and decision-making, RAID. Basically, when you're looking at people on the battlefield, figuring out what their moves are going to be, war gaming in real time. That's essentially what it is, anticipating enemy actions, deceptions, and particular moves in real time. And lastly, urbanscape, which is crazy. You can take, geospatial data, convert it to 3D like I mentioned before, and use some sort of LADAR derived system where they take it and turn it to 3D, add shades, and add coloring like red where bodies are, which someone mentioned in the chat before. And the last one is multi-spectral adaptive network tactical imaging systems, which is essentially another thing, you know, to gain the advantage in a nighttime situation where a soldier can see through buildings and see everything using night vision. I mean, these technologies are incredible that they're almost finished, that you can find on DARPA's Information Exploitation Office. Just Google it.
Well, you know, if those technologies are right around the corner and you combine that with it, I mean, just looking at the technologies that we have now, Michael, why is somebody like Al Qaeda considered a threat? it's a stupid question. These guys are running around with AK-47s, building their own bombs, and we already have the technology to ferret this stuff out and to see these people where they're at. Why are they a threat?
I mean, as it is right now, they have ground penetrating radar.
Right.
They can see through nearly every cave in Pakistan. Okay? They're not looking for
with ground penetrating radar, how hard is it to find a dialysis machine?
I mean, they can literally detect certain types of electronics at a very long range.
Right.
I mean, it's ridiculous, okay? And the fact is that they're not looking for bin Laden. Matter of fact, you know, at one point in time, you know, FBI, CIA, they were telling them to get off bin Laden. Bin Laden serves a purpose, and that is to keep people afraid. And they'll trot out a terrorist every now and again to remind you about Al-Qaeda.
Well, there was a recent video that was discovered at a website, a guy named Thomas P.M. Barnett, who's talking about the future of warfare, and that if you don't have an enemy, you create an enemy, which is exactly what we did on September 11th, is we created an enemy, this unseen, just as you said, you can never be caught. Essentially, it's our Goldstein, and that's Osama bin Laden.
Oh, absolutely. It is our Goldstein. I mean, you have people staring at the television set yelling at bin Laden, and, you know, it's almost like their two-minute hate period. I mean, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah. Yeah, but so I mean, you know, so in essence, with the technology that we have, there isn't a threat because the threat's neutralized by the technology itself.
Exactly. Like I say, it serves a purpose, and it's a great purpose because governments have used it since time immemorial. It doesn't matter. They'll find an enemy, and if possible, they'll create an enemy just so that they have one. Remember, the Soviet Union was once our enemy.
Right.
And remember who funded the Soviet Union. So we must have an enemy for the government, you know, to have us point at and say, okay, these are the bad guys. You must sacrifice your rights for the bad guys. You must sacrifice your wealth for the bad guys. So it's a game that's been running on us for forever.
And then the entire time you have people running around in the background financing both sides. Can you say bankers that are financing both sides? And drawing each side demonizes the other and considers the other the boogeyman, and so you have control from two ends of the spectrum, especially in the case of the Cold War.
Oh yes. War is money.
Exactly. And all wars are economic in nature. Back in just a minute, we've got John in New York and Winston in Canada waiting patiently. We'll talk with them when we come back on the other side. If you'd like to join us, the number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. You're plugged into the Midnight Rider right here on RBN.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. 52 for details.
Well, I try my head again. I try not to sink in. This world I made from you.
Back here on RBN with the Midnight Rider on this Thursday night, the 13th of December, 2007. Glad you're with us tonight. RBN has a new sponsor that can help you this Christmas holiday. Power Mall Global is an online shop where you can buy your Christmas gifts this year. RBN listeners who use Power Mall Global not only save money on specials, but also will receive a rebate check for a percentage of your purchases. Power Mall Global has 1,000-plus stores and millions of products to choose from. Don't get caught in Christmas chaos this year. Stay home and go to www.powermallglobal.com. That's www.powermallglobal.com. We're talking tonight with Michael Vail. His website is Thought www.cyber-criminal.org. And we're discussing technology tonight. Let's go back to the telephone. John in New York, thank you for holding. You're on the Midnight Rider.
Great to be here. You know, everything can be defeated, I'm sure of it. And if I can't figure out a way to defeat it, I know we can find some people that can defeat the things. I believe it was one of the stories was in Serbia they used microwave ovens to disrupt missile targeting to the point where it honed in on wrong items. They'd take a microwave oven out and it would hone in on the microwave oven instead of the target. It would get sidelined on that. That's the story I heard. But anyhow, you know, on your roaming robots, you just get yourself small little robots that shoot paintballs, and if you take out the eyes of these things, they're blind, you know. And then you develop hunter-killer teams because you got to find the guys in the vans with the joysticks, and you go out and you just tag those guys because they're not too far away either. You know, 15 miles or 20 miles or something like that. So you blind their things, and we've basically got to be like cavemen, and we go out there and hunt these little dinosaurs.
Well, in the case of a UAV, though, John, somebody could be thousands of miles away.
Yep. Well, you just make yourself a smaller UAV and run right into it, the propeller thing. You hit the 50 caliber, you take it out that way. You can make one of these spike generation type things. It may be hardened against that, but there's always something to do about that. You know, if they can see you in the caves, but they can't ID you in the caves, and they don't have enough satellites to look in all the caves, and as long as you keep moving around, they'll never find you. It's like trying to find rats and termites in a wall. You know, you might know you got termites, but you're not going to be able to get them all, usually, unless you really get them. But one of the hardest things to defeat is things that are implanted into yourself, but as far as germs and things like that, those kind of weapons. But all these things that are made by man, they can be defeated, and they can't mass-produce this stuff enough to go out after all of us, because if they mass-produce it, the genie's going to get out of the bottle even a lot faster. So they have to keep these people behind closed doors. That make
Michael, your thoughts there.
I do believe that every bit of technology that will be used against us can be circumvented one way or the other. I mean, China took down one of their own weather satellites just to test to see if they could do it. So, as far as, you know, these roaming robots go, there's many different ways, because those robots are controlled remotely, you know, using a little handheld system. So I believe these things can be circumvented. And it's one thing to find out about them, and it's another to find ways to defeat them.
Yeah.
You jam the frequency.
John, anything else?
No, you jam the frequency and stuff. You talk about governments also. Governments must prop up the bad guys in order to prove that they're the watchdogs of society, so they can prove their worth, just like all these other agencies. They have to keep having crisis to keep asking for more money. And that's about... Oh, you know, why does the government has never, I can't get this out, the government has never done anything really to benefit its people. So why are they saying lead paint is so bad for you? Because they want to be able to see through your walls. That's why they're taking down the lead paint stuff. So that's my last comment. Thanks, guys.
John, thanks for the call. Good points. What are your thoughts about that? Get rid of the lead paint and that way they can see through the walls.
Oh, well, the technology they have to see through the walls goes a little bit deeper than lead, but I mean, just Google tetrahertz scanner, and you'll find all you need to know about it. I mean, it goes way beyond the X-ray. You can see things clearly, and they're going to be using them in airports. They're already using them in airports in Israel.
Is this like color videos, or black and white, or?
It's color to a degree, but when you walk through it, as opposed to an X-ray where you just see, you know, basic structure of a human being,
right.
You see the body, and you see right through it.
Wow. Wow. That's intense. Winston in Canada, thank you for waiting. You're on the program. Welcome.
Hey, thanks, Mike. Thanks for all you do. I appreciate your work.
Thank you.
I'd like you guys to talk about the chemtrails that they're spraying on me here in Vancouver, on Mike down in Oklahoma City, in every corner of the earth virtually. And there's, for people, you know, it's kind of like 9/11. If you actually look, it's amazing to see that they're dumping this stuff on me, my 3-year-old child, and my 72-year-old mom.
Right.
And that is so disturbing. So I want to hear your guys' comment. I want to hear why they're doing that. Okay? Thanks.
Thank you. Michael, your comments about chemtrails and the purpose behind them.
Well, the Pentagon has openly admitted that they're doing open-air biological and chemical testing. They recently said, this was about 2-3 weeks ago, they recently said that if they were going to restart, it had supposedly been shut down by Nixon, but that's a complete lie. And I'm not really an expert on chemtrails, but I will say that they do destroy your immune system and get you more susceptible to you know, to disease, and there's other means of poisonings. But just Google Pentagon open air testing and CBW, and the articles are there.
Yeah, I think their effort is multi-pronged. I think I agree with Michael that one of the areas is to make us sick. You've got Alzheimer's rates that are increased, and these chemtrails have been found to have aluminum in them, which is bad. These people are, you know, we're all inhaling this stuff that turns out to be like this fibrous cellulose type material. There's connections to that and this disease called Morgellons, where these things finally make their way out of the body. Many people, when they go to the doctor, they're labeled as nuts and put on an SSRI or committed, you know, and these things are very painful, very similar to a disease that, occurred back in the Middle Ages. But they weren't spraying chemtrails then. But I think that is, it's there to make us sick. Secondly, I think it's there to control crop yields and the like, because I said, and I've watched as chemtrails were sprayed out in front of thunderstorms, and those thunderstorms completely evaporate. I mean, go away. And 1 year, they'll be spraying like crazy here and there'll be no rain. The next year they'll spray and we will have huge amounts of rain. In fact, the rain will be so much that the crops are flooded.
Well, you know, China has their own division for weather modification.
Right.
I mean, in Russia too. I mean, you know, they go and especially like they're talking about during the Olympics that there'll be no rain during the Olympics. I mean, these technologies for weather modification have been around for a very long time, for decades. And, I mean, it's just they're getting better and better and better at it.
Well, in the Vietnam War, you know, they used cloud seeding to cause rain on the Ho Chi Minh Trail to try to flood it out so the North Vietnamese could not supply their troops. I mean, this has gone on for a long time. And at the same time, there's a document by the Air Force that was put out in 1997 by, at the time, the Defense Secretary William Cohen during the Clinton administration, where the United States Air Force wants to own the weather. That's their words by the year 2020. And this experimentation, you know, continues, whether, you know, and there are some who think these chemtrails are tied into HAARP, they're there to help to try to supply like a global communications grid or a global type of power grid, and there's even some who think that it's for global dimming to stop global warming. I mean, I've heard so many different reasons for chemtrails. All I know is that when they spray, people get sick.
Yeah, and that's the truth. You know, it doesn't matter, you know, whatever theory people come up with, people are getting sick from it. And then recently, I believe a couple of people on TNR found an article where they had tested some of these sprayings, and the barium that they found were like, you know, three times above the legal limit.
Yeah, that's just absolutely incredible. And there you have to remember that these people are psychopaths and sociopaths. Ends justify the means. They don't care, and they will do whatever they need to do. I mean, history, Michael, is replete with experiments on people, whether in Nazi Germany and the experiments that they did there with their scientists and doctors on people, or the experiments done here to our own people by military doctors and the like, the soldiers at Tuskegee, they were infected with syphilis and never told about it. Even after a vaccine came out, they were being tracked year after year after year to see exactly what would happen.
Yeah, I mean, you could talk about Operation Paperclip. You could talk about, I believe it was Unit 751. I mean, The history of government government modification of the people. You could talk about the radiation testing. I mean you could talk about Operation Olympia. It goes on. I mean, they actually gave Air Force men and women radiation to see what would happen to them. Mm-hmm. So if you think that they're not going to do anything to you, you're sadly mistaken.
Well, and nuclear, and we did nuclear above ground testing, exploding atom bombs out in the desert near communities, and the people in the communities were told that there was nothing was wrong, that nothing would happen to them. And you've got entire communities that have suffered from cancer, radiation sickness, and their problems continue today when these experiments were done over 40 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, Unit 731, I mean, just using life like it was nothing, you know, and you know, you talk about the atomic guinea pigs, Agent Orange, Gulf War Syndrome, it goes on. So the idea and the Pentagon has admitted to open air testing of chemical, you know, and biological warfare on the population. So, I mean, this is known.
Oh, yeah. And, I mean, they study and they track how the stuff moves in the air. You know, it's just the level of sophistication that these people will use to try to keep us under control and, you know, is really, Michael, mind-blowing. I mean, because it literally runs the gamut. I mean, we've talked everything from robots operating as police officers. We've talked about the food supply. And here we are now just talking about the very air that we breathe, that they're spraying things into to control us that way by keeping us sick and making us more docile and less likely to fight back.
You had that caller yesterday who were talking about, you know, the seeds, and I did a bit of study into it because there's so much to learn on so many different subjects, but all you have to do is Google Monsanto Terminator seeds, and they're just seeds that genetically modified seeds that commit suicide after one harvest season, and you can't reharvest those seeds. So, you know, I mean, they cornered the market on that. So every which way you go, You're being manipulated on a grand scale.
Yeah, indeed. Sean in Massachusetts, welcome to the program. Are you there, Sean?
Comment.
There we go.
Mike is God. What a wealth of information he has.
Yeah, no doubt.
I just wanted to bring some attention to Ron Paul's straw poll. Did you realize what is happening in New Hampshire with Ron Paul as far as the straw poll?
From the last I heard, he was doing rather well in the straw poll there.
Yeah, well, he's 182 to the closest Giuliani of 22 percent.
Wow.
He's 18% amongst Republicans making over 50,000, and 40% making versus 40% with those over 50,000. He's doing really, really well. And he's 44% amongst liberals in the state of New Hampshire. And, you know, when I have been following him and everything else and looking at the CNN, ABC, and NBC polls, they were projecting him to win. And, you know, this last debate, he wasn't even mentioned within the headline news. And all he just wanted to do is to get to the voters, to get in your show, to get out there to support him and to just give this last kick. I mean, we need a kick, because I think that New Hampshire, and I'm in Massachusetts, and you know that, you know, of course, Ed and Lane Brown were there. It was the catalyst, of course, for a lot of candidates in making who was going to be the candidate for the party before we had more different caucuses and so on and so forth. But New Hampshire was very important, and it was extremely important because it was a town in a state that usually named the president quite a lot of the time. 44% of liberals are still with him. 13% are undecided, and we need to push on, and we need to get the word out for this man who is so strong and so smart.
Yeah, Sean, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. And that's one of the things we've tried to do on this program, is to try to keep people updated about what his candidacy is up to. And really, Michael, I mean, this is where a good use of technology has occurred here, where really from nowhere, Ron Paul, you know, as far as money's concerned, has raised more than any candidate in any Republican candidate did last quarter. He basically did in 2 months. This quarter, and it just shows that by leveraging the current technology that's out there, you can have a big impact on people and take yourself from nowhere to being a top-tier candidate.
Yeah, the thing about it is that, like, every candidate could have all these different things at their disposal, but they're not energizing anyone. They're not saying anything that anyone really wants to hear. And all Ron Paul is saying is that he wants, you know, individual freedom, limited government, free markets, you know, get rid of the IRS, you know, we want more freedom. And I don't know anybody who doesn't want more freedom. I know I do, and that's why I support that man.
Yeah, same, exactly the same here. They're over 11.4 million dollars. And we're heading into this big weekend for the Tea Party, and you've got primaries that are coming up very soon. Like I said earlier, if you've not changed your party affiliation, you need to do that. So you can support Ron Paul. Back in a minute with a final segment.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
final few minutes tonight here on the Midnight Rider. Tomorrow night, we're going to spend some time talking about Ron Paul tomorrow night and his candidacy. Big weekend coming up with the Tea Party 07 on the 16th, plus things going on the 15th. We'll talk about a bunch of that stuff tomorrow night. Be open lines as well tomorrow night of the program. Right now, we're talking with Michael Vail of thought-criminal.org. Final few minutes, let's take another phone call. Craig in Iowa.
How are you doing tonight?
We're doing well. How are you?
Good. Hey, I got two things I want to tell you. These chemtrails, they're absolutely, it's been about a year and 3 months, and they've just really started hitting Iowa. It didn't used to be like that. You'll see them, crisscrossing. And I've turned a lot of people on. I said, just look up there. And, now here's a normal plane going, and you see how the trail, the contrail behind it disappears. And then you see, the other trails, and they just kind of fan out. And, I showed my wife, and my wife, now she's telling people, my kids know about it. They can see it. And something else I want to say, now this is my brother-in-law. He's about 44. I'm 37. He kind of turned me on to all this stuff about 5 years ago. And, they were talking about these drones. And I've written into places, and they were saying they were going to start testing them over Nevada or California. I can't remember. But now he said they've been going on in Iowa for years, since he was a kid. And I didn't believe him. And one night, he called me up. He said, take a look. And so I went out, and absolutely, you can see this thing. They change from, like, red to green. They don't look like stars, but they kind of flicker, and like red to green. And they come out mainly when, like, the farmers are planting or they have the anhydrous tanks. In Iowa, it was a big meth place where they're using the anhydrous tanks.
Right.
But you can see them. I remember driving to his house one time, and I would just watch this thing, and it was moving real slow. This was no plane. It can only go so fast. And I watched it, and it crossed right in front of me. No, this is nighttime, so you can't see them clearly. You can just see these lights flickering green and red. And I seen this thing just pass over in front of me and hover over the small town, farming community town where he lives. Wow. They're absolutely up there.
All right. Yeah, I will ask Michael about it. Craig, thanks for the call. We're almost out of time. Michael, your comments about Craig's call.
Yes. I mean, these people have been working on these projects for a very long time. I live in Northwest Florida. And Pensacola, Florida, they were testing, which is a Navy military base there. They were testing these UAVs that looked exactly like circular discs, which they've shown on Wired News. But they have been working on those for a very long time, and the fact is that they're getting now to a point where they can stay in space virtually forever, running on solar power. So right. Get ready to be monitored 24 hours a day.
And in the end, that is the key thing with all of this. It's total information awareness, as they call it, and they want to know what anybody and everybody is doing 24 hours of the day.
Oh, absolutely. The government is not worried about Al-Qaeda. The government's worried about you to make sure that you're fat and happy on these Chinese products, and that you don't really put all the pieces together and find out how much you've been propagandized and used and abused and basically turned out by the government. And when you catch on, it's going to be hell to pay.
Yeah, Michael, once again, great show. Thanks for coming on for a second night. Michael Vail, our guest tonight. Thought-criminal.org is his website. Folks, find somebody you love and tell them you love them. Spend some time with your kids, your friends, your family. Folks, that's why we're fighting to save this country. Everybody have a great night. We'll see you tomorrow night. God bless everybody.